Welcome to the BioFriendly Podcast. Warning, this episode has quite a bit of scatological humor. So if you're not into poop jokes, maybe just skip this one.
It's the BioFriendly Podcast. It's the BioFriendly Podcast.
That's how we gotta open this show.
It's Chewy Day.
Oh, goodness. And I haven't even put on my ears yet. And no. We're already live.
We're already
the
live.
Audience doesn't know that Noel has removable ears.
Yeah. He has removable ears. He has to put his ears back on.
My ears are temporary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And removable. Mm-hmm.
Detachable earlobes.
That's right.
That's right.
But what?
On the bright side.
Yes.
They are in.
Yes, they are.
I can hear all of you.
Yeah.
Finally.
So even though we've been on the air and I've been sitting here putting my ears in while that's been going on.
Yeah.
They're in and they work. Yeah. That's the good news. I can hear
it's
you
good.
Guys.
It's good. Well,
the
good.
Great news is that we have a game here called Toss for Chocolate.
Toss for Chocolate.
Is that what we're calling it? I've never heard that.
Toss for Chocolate. We need a jingle. We need a jingle.
Toss for Chocolate.
It's time to toss for chocolate. Time to toss for chocolate. Toss for chocolate. Time to toss for chocolate. Toss for chocolate. Chocolate.
And that just goes on forever until it fades out.
Forever. And the guy's pitch goes higher and higher and higher.
Toss for chocolate! Toss for chocolate! Toss for chocolate! Until eventually it's so high you cannot even hear it.
Cannot. It's literally outside of the human range.
That's actually the way you do it. Instead of fading it out, you just keep going higher and higher until it can't be heard by the human ear.
Why wasn't that a thing in music where back when they used to fade out of the song they didn't know they were done? Why didn't they just drop down pitches until it went lower and lower and lower
and lower until it was just literally below. Yeah, below audible tones.
Subsonic
until it just causes
levels.
An earthquake.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're like, I think the song's over? I don't know.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
sunk into my chair.
Oh, guys, I got ripped.
You got ripped
one
off.
Of my M&Ms.
God, you're so ripped
one
right
of
now.
My M&S. I did.
So ripped.
Do you want me to grab your replacement?
One of my M&Ms is only a quarter corner of a...
Well, we
you know
can't
what?
Actually explain to the audience. You can't leave them there that we're
okay,
being tossed
okay.
for chocolate.
Toss for Chocolate is a name that I pretended was always what it was called.
And
but
it
actually,
this moment invented that title.
Just named it.
It is something we've been doing for a couple months.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It started in Halloween because we got this little wheel of chocolate thing where you throw the spider at a wheel and then
sticky
depending
ones.
On,
sticky,
yeah,
sticky
spiders
spider.
On a and where depending on where it hits
like
on
a
this crazy
board.
Spooky
it's basically
little
a dart
spider
board.
Web thing.
Right.
Yes.
It would have a number of chocolates you could eat.
Right.
Correct.
A lot of fun. Started a thing and then
Halloween ends
and Veronica's like, you can't have chocolate unless you've earned the chocolate because she likes games.
Yes.
She likes to play games.
Yes.
And this is
and
the
she's
game.
Also like health conscious too.
Yeah. She wants to take care of us.
She wants us to live.
Yeah. That's
but
true.
She also just enjoys, I think she enjoys, like fun. She likes to, she likes fun things.
Yeah.
And I think she's like, we can't have chocolate without a game.
Right.
So I bought a dartboard.
And now we have a dartboard.
And now we have a dartboard. And we continued. So we throw darts. And basically the rule is if you hit the, like every time you hit the dartboard, you get one piece of chocolate or one
right.
three finger full of M&Ms.
Depending on your finger size.
Depending on finger size. Some people get more, some people get less. Depends.
My son Emerson is like hosed. He's like, dang, I got like two.
Yeah.
Right. So, We just throw darts and say this is for chocolate because you can throw practice. If you throw
you can
practice,
throw practice
it's,
you
it's
just
fine.
Have to make sure you claim this is for practice
right.
only.
When you're doing chocolate, you have to talk to the commissioner, which is Clayton, and say this is for chocolate, and then you have to get acknowledgement that this is for chocolate, and then you throw the darts for chocolate.
Right.
If you hit the board, you get one chocolate for every time. You just get it in that circle.
Right.
If you get the green bullseye, free chocolate all day. You're
all
good.
Day.
All day as much chocolate. If you get the red bullseye in the center. All week, baby.
All week. Anytime you want.
As much chocolate as you want.
And there's been many bullseyes
there's
gotten in this
There's been a bullseye
office.
Or two.
There's been a bullseye or two.
But you have to say, this is for chocolate.
If you don't say
that, if you get hit like a red bullseye, you're second.
Doesn't matter. You just, congratulations, you did nothing,
you
loser.
You get nothing, sir. Good day. Good day, sir.
That's tricky about it, though, right? Yeah. With darts, like you're usually pretty, if you're focused, you can kind of hit the board. It seems like it's easy, right? But when the pressure's on and you don't do darts for a while because you're working... If you miss the dartboard,
if you hit the door behind the door,
which is my door, my office door, which is hilarious because I'll be in there sometimes, the door will be closed and I'll hear dunk, dunk, dunk. If you hit the door, you lose it. No chocolate for you. No chocolate for you.
No chocolate for you.
You can't throw darts again for chocolate for another hour.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very strict. And right now...
And it has always been called Toss for Chocolate.
It's for years. It's been called decades. Toss for And right now, when you see Noel's office door, it looks like a tiny military force launched an assault.
Yes.
Like, you know, in Night at the Museum, those little warriors?
Yes.
It's like 100,000 of them with machine guns
just
and
pelting.
Planes have shot up Noel's door. Because when you look close, you go, there's so many holes in this door.
We're never going to move out of this office just because we're so afraid that they're going
to... No, and actually, if we do move out of this office, I feel like we have to say, can we take the door?
Can we please?
Can we please have
the door?
We
want the door.
Because you know how when you're raising kids and you have the height wall and you pencil it? I feel like this has become like a badge of honor. Like, I want to be able to, in a future facility, the people come over and be like, why do you have a door that looks like it's grated completely from top to bottom?
Why did you frame a door?
Like mesh tank top. Like, you can see through the door.
Yeah.
That's what I want it to be like.
Because Toss for Chocolate, that's why.
Because Toss for Chocolate.
You know
what's
also hilarious about it is that people at home are probably saying, like why, particularly people who understand construction or rentals or your deposit.
Yeah.
your first and last months.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You always put, like, if you're going to destroy something, you destroy the drywall. You destroy a wall that you can patch and you can paint.
Yeah.
And it's over. No big deal.
No big deal.
The last place you want to put a dartboard is on someone's door for multiple reasons.
Solid.
Noel could open the door and then you've got a dart in your eye.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. By the way, that's always great.
That's
but
one
what do we say here about safety?
Safety second. We always believe in that.
Safety second. It's been a very strict
rule. It's a high priority.
Yes.
If you think about it, think about the priorities in life, second, that's pretty high.
Oh, it's been the case since, 2009?
At least.
Goes way back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's since earliest parts of our friendship. The hit single.
Safety second.
Safety second.
Well. Yes, and so, but we didn't do that because, all of our drywall is covered with...
That's true.
So, like, we got a set covering most of the wall we
don't have
used.
A lot of spare drywall here.
And then Veronica likes mirrors.
Yes.
So there's a mirror on every wall. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, because we have a television on one wall and we have, like, paintings and...
There's just not a lot of drywall
There's literally
room.
Nowhere. There was nothing.
No.
There was nothing. There was no option. And then we have windows everywhere, too. Everything, so what, are we going to throw out a window? That's not going to work.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to take the fall for the door.
Okay.
When we kick us out of here...
Yeah.
And they say, who did this to the door?
Who did this?
I will raise my tiny fingers.
They're so small.
And go like this.
It was me. I did it.
And when I do that, they'll go, we can't be mad at you.
Oh, he's so adorable.
Take your handful of chocolate and get out of here.
Take your three fingers full of chocolate.
Is that a Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah.
Three fingers of chocolate. Anyway.
Punk. That's good. Punks.
By the way, what a perfect opener to today's subject.
Three
toss
fingers,
for chocolate.
Toss
You're
for
kidding
chocolate.
Me. I'm going to say perfect opener for toss perfect. For chocolate.
For the record,
yes.
I did not know this week's topic at all. I had
no
idea,
true.
And I was the one who instigated the intro.
That's
I'm
true.
Just saying.
You did. Yeah. So, look, your mind is so on it because
I'm
today,
linked.
When we're talking about toss for chocolate.
And fingers full of chocolate.
And fingers full of chocolate. Today we're talking about toilet paper.
Yes! I want nothing more than to talk about toilet paper.
As we were talking about toss for chocolate and fingers of chocolate, all this stuff, I was like, oh man, this is the best setup ever. It's the best setup ever. So look, you and I are no strangers. We've been doing the show for a very, very long
time.
We are no strangers to toilet paper. We're not strangers to toilet paper. We use it. We love it.
I love it.
We need it.
I use it at least once a day.
Yeah, once
sometimes. I'm up to two regular pooper.
Yes, I know.
I'm a regular fellow.
I know. And the fact that I can even have this subject with you shows how much I've changed over 250 years.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it took about that long. Well,
it did.
I actually think 200 years.
200 years.
I think within 200 years, we'd pull it together.
Pulled it together.
We could talk poo.
Yeah. So what I was saying is we're no strangers.
Talking poo with Noel and Jackie.
We're no strangers because on the BioFriendly podcast, we've done shows about... You know, paper goods, and I think we touched on toilet paper, but this was the first time that Clayton sent me an article, and I was like, I hadn't heard of this yet.
Nice.
And so I was like, well, let's talk about it. It's nice and fun.
Yay, I love new stuff.
Yeah, so the title was, eco-friendly startups are turning to treeless toilet paper.
Treeless toilet paper.
Right? So what does that mean?
Okay, so that means...
You want to take a shot at what they mean if they mean treeless?
Plastic. Toilet paper.
It's all plastic.
It's nothing but bonds.
I would imagine, because it's very... You can be... All right, I'm going to imagine that they're being very specifically saying treeless to be very specific because they're trying to say we're not cutting down trees.
You're right.
Which makes me think they're still using plant matter.
Yes.
Like hemp would be a real good choice.
You're not far off. You're not...
It's going to be hot.
man, I went into the bathroom, and when I came out, I feel amazing. I feel absolutely
so relaxed. My butt feels amazing. So rested right now.
Sphincter says what? Sphincter says what?
Suppository. Yeah. Well, like they, you know, it's like when you take a shot of vodka and your butt.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's supposed to hit you faster.
I
than,
probably
than if you
have to write that one down.
If you take it in your, if you put alcohol, apparently it's just it goes to the bloodstream faster, so you get drunk really quick. Apparently, mm-hmm. if you take it anally.
Insert cork sound.
Yeah. So maybe if your butt's on fire, you got like you know some kind of something going on.
Yeah,
something going on down there, and you're wiping with the hemp. Who knows?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although, as we all know, it's the buds that cause the high, not the not the leaves and the stems.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
So when you go into the hospital and you say you have chronic hemorrhoids,
like check and Gibbons, everybody.
They go, are they that bad? You're like, no, my hemorrhoids are high. They're listening to Dre. So it says
my butt won't stop playing Sublime.
I don't practice Santa Maria.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
Call my butt Marley.
Yeah, exactly. Afro man.
Yep.
That's it. Because I got high. Toilet paper wipes out thousands of acres of Canadian forest each year. Now, I didn't know this, but the United States, the bulk of our toilet paper we get from Canada, eh?
Well, they got tons of woods up there.
They got tons of woods up there.
But yeah, well, not anymore, because we're all wiping our butts with it.
Well, let's see. Are the Canadians, it would be surprising to me if the Canadians weren't responsibly logging.
Yes. Yeah, they're definitely responsible logging.
So I wonder if it's like...
Yeah. Responsible logging is playing at the elevator this
week. They are. That's right. Because we hear how many acres are cut down and freak out and go, oh my God, they've taken all that. But if you take the take the acreage out responsibly, that grows right back.
Yeah.
It's actually not a problem. Most of the loggers are good about that now because they don't want to keep buying new land because land's expensive.
Yeah.
So I doubt we're wasting the acreage.
They've got it down good, I believe. Yeah. But obviously, since population's growing and butts need more wiping.
Butts do need more wiping.
Here's it. So toilet paper is most often made of wood pulp, if you didn't know that.
Right.
It's a wood pulp.
Yeah, baby.
But so here's,
feeling that pulp friction right on your bone.
Here's pulp friction. So here comes the stats. Okay. Approximately, this is just in the United States. Approximately 57 sheets per day of toilet paper are used per person.
Okay.
With 8.6 sheets being used per trip to the bathroom. Mm. Most people use about 20,000 sheets of toilet paper per year.
Dang.
Or about 100 rolls per year.
Wow.
Each person uses roughly 50 pounds.
100
of
rolls a year?
Yeah.
I use that in a day. I gotta cut back.
Between you and Owen, you guys are like, we need to dial back
on your Sherman.
You're reading an interesting article.
Are you talking double rolls, triple rolls?
You're reading, Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking on the toilet.
Exactly.
So 50 pounds of toilet paper a year.
Okay.
A year. Hey. Wow. So, and then there's this little chart here which shows the United States is winning.
We're winning.
We did it. Hey! Guys, we wiped so much.
So it's basically, it shows rolls of toilet paper used per person per year. United States comes in at 91. Germany comes in at 86. Germany's right behind
us.
Can
you blame us for wanting to not have extra matter in our butthole?
No, totally.
No, that's not inappropriate. That's not terrible.
Totally. Well, and also I think it has to do with if you go over to Europe and a lot of Latin American countries, they use
bidets
and sprays.
And the bidets.
Yeah.
It's like when I went to Brazil.
Bidets and Sprays is a great album.
Yeah.
Bidets and Sprays.
Yeah, Bidets and Sprays.
Bidets and Sprays.
Oh, that's really good. That's going in.
I'll save my last anecdote about where I went because it's the last one
I'm
on
so
the list.
Sorry.
No.
I cut you off.
No,
you were
didn't.
Rolling.
No. Bidets and Sprays is great. I was going to say, I was rolling.
You were rolling.
That hemp toilet paper.
So it says Germany second at 86. Uh-huh. So that's all the bratwurst and the kraut coming out.
Yeah, that's where you take the sausage and the croissant and the mocha, and the guy goes, "You're crazy.
You're crazy."
Crazy.
So then United Kingdom comes in at 81 per person. Then you jump down
to hemp plant, sticky toffee pudding.
That's right. Then you get to Japan. Japan's on 59.
Ooh, okay.
Then you have Australia.
Australia.
56.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Mid-range there.
Mid-range.
Then we got Spain at 52.
I love that we're going through the numbers of how much Europeans and people across the world.
Well, there's it's all Western civilization.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're only not Japan. Only have a four
yeah,
few more
now.
To go.
Give up on them. Everything they do is Western.
Well, that's true. Good point.
They made Nintendo, dude.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Sony.
Yeah. That's fair. That's
Mitsubishi.
That's true.
They are as Western as it gets.
Wow, that's a good point.
So Spain at 52, France 46, Italy 45. Then we jump down to China at 31.
Really?
Yeah. And then the last one on the list is Brazil 24.
Well, they all waxed.
And Noah's going to say about Brazil.
You don't have the hair to deal with. That's a good point.
That's a very, very good point. It's a very good point. But I was going to say I went to Brazil and it was one of the most shocking experiences because I'd never
seen waxed people before.
I had never seen waxed people. No, when I went to Brazil, I went to my hotel. Bathroom,
yeah,
and there was those things on your kitchen sink that you use to the side sprayers to whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was right next to the wall,
and
there was the sprayer, and then there was a waste bin, and they made sure that I knew, do not flush the paper.
Oh, interesting.
Do not flush it
because it can't handle it.
No.
Oh.
Their plumbing system cannot take the paper. So you have to get that kitchen sprayer between your cheeks and go
let it rip
to town. You got to backdraft that bad boy. You got to spray
it. I love that we're talking about butts today.
Down. Yeah, yes, but you got to get it. And that was really where I was like, oh, of course they don't have they don't go through a lot of toilet paper. They can't.
They can't because they don't want to leave their dump in the trash.
Well, isn't it also the case with Mexico too? Like their plumbing cannot handle toilet paper either.
Yeah.
So like on like border towns around the United States, they always have these signs like, please flush the toilet paper.
Right.
Yeah.
There is no trash can here for toilet paper.
Don't leave your dump on the floor.
Yeah. Right. This was literally, I was not allowed to, so even though you're done spraying, you still have to, when you use the paper, the waste basket next to your toilet.
That's for the paper.
It's for the paper.
Yeah.
So you have to take whatever you didn't get.
Oh,
fold it up,
boy! Oh boy!
And put it in that trash can. Now I was worried
because
I thought
excrement.
I'm staying here for a week,
right?
And I thought to myself, that wastebasket. Now they were good.
Yeah.
Every time I came back to my room, the basket was empty.
There's an elf. There's an elf sitting outside the door.
There
the moment you step out, somebody goes,
"Oh God, yes."
I've got the purple.
And he leaves.
And the elf was like, "I hate my life."
It's not a
job. Ever.
It's not a good job, but they pay an M&M handfuls.
Well.
M&M handfuls are playing at the LRA.
Yep. M&M handfuls, and they play Toss for Chocolate. So.
I can't believe we opened this whole episode with Toss for Chocolate.
It's one of those perfect. It's one of those perfect bio-friendly podcasts where everything's lining up as it should.
It's all coming together.
So, anyway, that's what I wanted to say about Brazil.
That's interesting, right? That's fascinating.
Now, Jakey.
I would. Oh, sorry. No, you.
No.
You. Okay, I just my anecdote to that is I imagine that people probably get really good at having full, complete, released poops.
I think so.
Right, where it all comes out.
Oh God!
Boom, log, finish.
Cigar cutter end.
Yes.
Oh, no. Just clip it
boom,
off.
Boom, clipped, and we're clean.
And we're
clipped
done.
And clean. And one little wipe
to clean.
One little wipe, we're good. One wipe, one spray, we're out.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can have the guillotine, the straight,
cigar
or you can have the V-cut. Whatever you want.
V-cut.
Probably should put a warning on this episode.
We should.
For people who have bathroom anxiety.
Yep.
We talk.
By the way, Jakey, I'm so proud of you for this episode.
I know.
You're killing it on this one.
I know. So for those of you, a lot of you who've been with us for a long time know.
No, Jacob.
I have a tremendous amount of bathroom anxiety. I have a lot of anxiety
that
in general,
and poop.
But
bathroom
anxiety and poop anxiety, and it really came from. And I'm gonna absolutely throw this guy under
you
the bus.
You have to. He deserves it.
My older brother Joel tortured me as a child because my posture on the bowl as a small boy. You know when you're in choir and they have you sit with your spine really straight.
It's good.
Well, I would sit so.
It's a good pushing position.
Yeah, I would sit so straight that like it would have a little curve to it. You know, it's like a little badonkadonk.
Sure, you got a butt.
So I would sit there, and my brother would open the door while I was going potty and point at me and laugh at my posture. And I'll never forget about
that. Is such an older brother thing.
I'll never forget about
such a jerk. I love him. Yeah. I love him.
I love you too, Joel. But he ruined me for life. And I was sitting there with his, like 10 years ago, I was sitting there with his wife and I was telling this story about him doing that. And she goes, he would never do that. And she turns over and he's red in the face from laughing so sound, laughing so hard that no sound is coming out of his mouth because he's just dying laughing. He's slapping his leg.
He knows it's true.
He's slapping his leg and he's going. He's so proud of himself. And so what my brother did to me is gave me this feeling that at any moment somebody would kick open the door, point, and laugh.
Yeah.
So it made me really scared.
Wait,
to go
you're
there?
Like the evil monkey in Family Guy.
Yes. Just, it made me very scared to go to the bathroom, one. And then I just developed this unease and discomfort around the subject material that to this day has always made me like, please, let's not talk about it. Please, let's not do it.
Right.
But my friendship with Noel and my friendship with Clay, my friendship with you guys.
Your scatological friends.
I've joked about it, especially Noel and I have done so many conversations that over the years, it's starting to, the levee is starting to break and it's starting to, the diarrhea is starting to flow out of
flow and like water, like rainfall.
Like rainfall.
And here we are, and national public radio.
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
So
I'm so glad you had it's beautiful that this is happening. You're having this renaissance of poop. At the end of your
life. It will be written about for generations.
For generations about when Jacob
2024.
I gotta say, it's good to have good posture when you're pooping though. Actually, you were right.
True. I was right.
You're not wrong. Your brother was wrong. He did his hunched over troll poops that he would do.
He totally did. He was a goblin on the bowl.
He was a bowl goblin. Bowl Goblin was the third album. From Toss for Chocolate. Someone should have just busted his door down and laughed at him.
I tried.
That door was so heavy.
But I was also so scared because I was like, I tried, but I was like, I don't want to see him pooping.
Right.
I was so afraid of it. So that's always been a problem.
He got that head start on you. He was able to cause the problem in the first place, which made it difficult to then get revenge.
But I
hope that your posture is still great.
Yeah.
I hope.
I do. Yeah, I have great posture and I have a squatty potty.
Yeah.
Just a little stool.
And I have a bidet. Yeah. I have all the accoutrements.
Dude, you've got all the accoutrements. The accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
Well done. I have all the accoutrements.
Accoutrements.
I literally, my bathroom is the most comfortable, amazing experience at home ever. So when I travel, it's a little frustrating because I'm like, I'm spoiled at home.
Unless you go to Brazil, where they're like, we will provide for you.
We'll send you a little gnome.
A little gnome.
Wipe your butt. But it's time for me to reveal what this material is.
Okay, what is the material?
New products from Whole Foods, Green Forest, Who Gives a Crap? And a startup called Real Paper are transforming an industry that is ripe for disruption. Real Paper uses bamboo instead of wood pulp. So you were right. Your instinct was, you're like, I think they're using the word tree to be very specific that it's not a tree, but it's a plant product. Bamboo is a grass, not a tree, it says. It is one of the fastest growing plants in the world. When you cut it down, it regenerates from the same root structure, and you can harvest that every 3 years. So we found it's the best sustainable resource to create high quality paper good items, said Real Paper CEO David Van Himbergen.
Van Himbergen.
So there you go.
Probably is, it's not illegal. Right, in any places, right?
No.
So you can grow it very easily. You're not going to have people stealing your, supply.
This
while
is
you're
true.
Growing
it's
it.
True. That's true.
So there's because hemp probably, I would still probably say hemp grows faster.
It does, but you've got a Breaking Bad situation if you're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you've got this great new toilet paper company, and then all of a sudden
people start smoking it.
Yeah, people are smoking
it. Right? No,
yeah.
It's a whole other problem because people want it for other things, now you're trying to make toilet paper, and people are smoking it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so no, I get it. Actually, that makes sense. Bamboo, good choice. Yeah.
I'm going to start up a startup company.
Yeah.
Bamboo startup company. It's going to be called Bamboo.
Bamboo. There it is.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That is great, and you need to get on that right away. Actually, that could just be it. Why don't that could be a
biofriendly product? That should be one of our products.
Let's say shampoo. Let's say it right now. Let's steal it from Clayton.
Dang it! I'm so glad that we came up with this.
No, that idea was next level, and I'm so glad that you sat here today and I heard you utter the words bamboo.
The only thing that was stopping us from making bamboo toilet paper was the right name, and I'm so glad that I came up with it.
You came up with it so well. What I love is just
so easy.
The subtle muttering of Clayton.
There goes my $1 million idea.
Bamboo is brilliant.
Although we probably should find one of these companies and license some toilet
paper.
Absolutely.
It's not a bad idea.
Biofriendly's bamboo.
Yeah.
So
write us in, ladies and gentlemen. Would you buy our bamboo?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Contact us now if you and every roll comes with a picture of one of our faces.
On the roll.
Oh my God.
You could wipe your butt.
Our
Jacob
faces should be on the paper.
Or Clayton.
That's brilliant.
Or Clayton.
Yeah.
The founder of bamboo.
So it's like
I'm not just a customer.
I'm also founder.
Oh gosh. So David Van Hembigen. Van Hembigen.
We know him.
David.
Van Hembigen. He added bamboo's longer fibers make it ideal for balancing softness and strength.
I'm sorry for the ASMR in the background as I'm eating my chocolate. It's just.
Of course you're eating chocolate. Why wouldn't you eat chocolate right now? It's obviously the best choice for a snack.
Best choice for a day today. We're talking about poop.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So, you toss it for chocolate.
This is for chocolate.
All right.
Open the door and tell Veronica because when the commissioner tosses, then we need.
We need a backup commissioner.
This is the back of this. It's live on the air, folks.
Live on the air. Live.
Clayton is the best at this, so we got to see. Boom, I'll be very close to the middle. That was a four. That's a four. That's center four. Oh, my God, I think it's a bull. Is that a bull? Oh, and he got a
20. Did you get a bull? Did you get a
bull? We got to check. That's very close. Very close. The grouping is excellent.
Yeah, three.
Is that another four?
What's that?
Is that another four or is that an 18?
That is a...
I'm trying to give reports to the audience that they know.
I've got myself a 20.
Yep.
A one and a four.
Oh, it's a one. Went over the one.
So you got three pieces of chocolate?
So they're all inside, folks. They were on the inner circle. Very impressive.
Mm.
Clayton is a fine dartist.
He is a good dartist.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Not a good artist, but a good dartist.
Yes, absolutely. And a sandwich artist.
Mm-hmm. A sandwich dartist.
A sandwich dartist.
He's got sandwiches in my wall constantly. It drives me crazy.
Splat. Oh. There's a cold cut combo.
So... David Van Hembigen said that bamboo's longer fibers make it ideal for balancing softness and strength.
Mm.
Softness and strength. That's the key here. It's a small change.
Man.
It's a small change that as people can transition to something more sustainable, can have a meaningful impact because of its frequency of usage, he added. So that is the project that I was excited to bring to you today. And I brought the rolls of toilet paper.
It's
and
a fantastic topic. This is another
reminder. The one problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, the one problem with this startup company, not our startup company, but the
real paper shipping to the U.S. from China.
they literally are growing it in China.
Really? Yeah.
Shipping it to the United States. So it's like, well, guys, you screwed the pooch there. But I guess they're trying to get farms, old sugar plantation farms that are out of commission in South America.
Yes.
So they can actually, you know, not have to ship all that stuff
all the way
from
China
to here. Yeah. So it's a little closer, but still, it'd be better if we actually start up freaking farms in the United States.
I'm about to get rid of our entire Iowa audience, which is most of our audience is in Iowa.
Fight for Iowa.
So it's gonna go
comes,
away. Here comes
no, wait.
Already the people in Kentucky hate us. We established this years ago.
Yes, absolutely. Right. And we've spent years trying to
fix it.
Yes.
Trying to be like, go Wildcats.
Yeah.
You know,
But the letters we're getting are just
obscene.
It's getting, I mean, some of the things they write, some of the things they draw.
Obscene.
Some of the artwork of the things they have us doing to each other
I
is just.
I have never seen. It's like.
That
the
should
the
go
detail.
On the bamboo.
Yeah.
No. This is, if it wasn't hand-drawn, it would be illegal.
Yeah, for sure. There are
things. Computer-generated illegality.
There are things we've seen that we can't unsee.
Things.
Oh, God.
Things you wouldn't understand.
Things
you couldn't understand.
Things
you shouldn't understand.
That's exactly what's happening from Kentucky.
What were you going to say about
Iowa?
I
was going to do the same thing. How about we cut the corn subsidies?
Absolutely.
In half.
How dare you, sir?
Absolutely. No. Screw big corn.
Why don't we cut those in half?
Yes.
And then we have instead just some I'm not saying let's go full subsidy, but like let's put some funding towards other things.
Agreed.
So we could maybe have
bamboo growers?
Have some bamboo.
Why not?
Other foods too, right? Like let's get a little more variety in our soil.
Yeah.
So I feel like we it's good. I mean, look, corn is natural to
monocropping.
We love corn, but there's definitely become a corn addiction, you know, now that especially
there's a reason we don't have sugar anymore.
Well, listen, there's just a big old hole.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's now that corn is streaming, it's out of control.
It's just there's a big old corn hole. Speaking of which,
that's
bamboo.
That's a game. We can do toss for chocolate with cornhole. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, cornhole is a great game for those of you who don't know. It's the two boards with the holes in the middle, and you throw a beanbag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great game.
It's a blast.
Yeah.
Great game.
That game's a gas.
It is. Very mid.
Cornhole's a gas.
Very Midwest game, if I'm not mistaken. It's like very popular.
Like
Midwest.
It's kind of a drinker's game.
But it's very common in Illinois and Wisconsin, Michigan. Yeah. Like those people. Mm. Love good.
You
games
go out by the lake. You yep. just play some cornhole.
Cornhole.
Play some cornhole.
Anyway, back yeah. to corn.
No,
subsidies.
I think that it's not like there's a shortage of land still for farming.
Yeah.
In this country, we got a lot of it.
Agreed.
We have plenty of it, but we're kind of we're degrading it a little bit by just growing the same thing over and over.
Yeah, and they use corn syrup in so much stuff that we're trying to get away from that, right? Like the use of corn in so many products.
Like
it's out of control.
I'm enjoying it massively. It's very tasty, but this is not sugar.
Right. It's high fructose
corn syrup. This is high fructose corn syrup that they used to mix with cocoa and milk.
Right.
To make this delicious tastiness that's in my mouth right now.
Yeah, it's very good.
And look, it's good. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Be even better if it's sugar.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's because that's good.
Why did we start doing that? Because it's cheaper? Why do we switch off sugar to go to high fructose? Was it just
That's
easier?
That's a good question.
Because of the corn subsidy, because it grows so easily in Iowa, and because was the
spell
primary
lobbyists.
Corn
it's lobbyists. A really funny thing that happened, and it's actually probably going to change because Iowa screwed up their last primary.
Really?
So the presidential elections start in New Hampshire and Iowa.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the elections.
Oh, yeah.
And so every candidate wants to kick off their campaign with a win. Because it's a way to like, it's a huge announcement. Those are on their own. They're like the start of like, who's going to be president?
Yeah.
And so there's way more media attention to what's going on in Iowa and New Hampshire. So the people in New Hampshire and Iowa actually get kind of an outsized influence and have had for the last 60 years of what they want to do. And in Iowa, corn grows very easily.
Yeah.
They have easy access to it. It's naturally grows there. And they were like, give us money to grow more. And then it became
a thing.
A thing.
Yeah.
And then it went kind of nuts, and then it became something that won't go away, like won't stop.
Right.
So it, you know, it just became this thing. You get paid by the government to grow corn. The idea was the logical idea behind it was it grows easily here. You can use it for a million different things. Let's make a lot of it, and then we know we're gonna have plenty of food. Plenty, like there will never be a problem with starvation because you're always gonna have plenty of corn. But we have so much that we use it for like everything.
For everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Monocropping, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Soy.
I love it when subjects like that come up and Noel's at the ready. He's got it in
that's
his
right,
brain.
Man.
Got in his
locked,
noggin.
Cocked, and ready to rock.
But that's, so anyway, so it was a simple one today because sometimes I'll see a subject and I'll go, we don't need to have something that's like reinvent the wheel. I just want to tell people that, hey, they're thinking about making bamboo toilet paper.
We should just reinvent toilet paper.
Yeah, we'll just reinvent toilet paper and we'll just riff on poop humor, darts, and toilet paper stuff, and that can be the show.
It's kind of amazing how that works, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
That worked out pretty well, actually.
I guess it's hilarious, actually, that Clayton and I ate chocolate.
While talking about poop.
During a poop episode.
Well, the main reason I didn't go up and throw is because I might be the worst dart thrower in the office. And so I didn't want to do that.
You know what? I believe in you.
You believe us?
Let's do this.
You want to do it right now?
Let's do this.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are watching Jacob Daniel Givens.
Jacob probably has the hardest time on the darts of all. This is his least dart experience. I would say Clayton's the best. Veronica's number two. Noel's number three. Clayton's number four.
But
probably
now, the thing is, though, Jakey is so good at so many things that he...
Probably should let Veronica know, too, because she'll be interested to know.
Is this for chocolate,
Jakey? Yeah.
You got to...
This is for chocolate. Jake is doing this for chocolate.
He's winding up.
Here
he's got
go.
His right foot forward.
No practice. Crazy for him. He's just going
we'll
for it.
We'll do it live.
And kablamo, right, baby.
He's got
here
the
we go.
Dart in his right
here we go.
Hand, and he's
going to
throw the first one.
Boom!
Oh,
yes,
he's right
in
the 19th, ladies and gentlemen.
He's in.
And right, he's winding up and the pitch, and oh, he hits the door.
He hits the door. No, hold 19. On. He can fix
it
this.
Negates the 19
with a bullseye. Oh. It's all undone. He can still get chocolate with a bullseye.
Only if he hits the bullseye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pressure is really on. He needs a hard toss in the middle.
Oh, he's got a
so
six.
Close. He barely
but it's a
missed.
Good six.
It's a solid
no
six.
Chocolate
just
for
outside
Jakey.
The bullseye.
But that was really good, though. That was a really good toss.
You guys remember the movie, the baseball movie, Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, 8 Men Out? No, that's Cusack.
That's Cusack.
Yes, Wild Thing. Major League.
It's called Major League. So Major League. I like to believe that all I'm missing is a really great corrective pair of glasses.
Exactly.
That's
just a little bit inside.
And the greatest
Bob Uecker.
Freaking Uecker.
I am the greatest dart player of all time. I'm just slightly off.
You need a little bit of corrective glasses.
And then you guys will be singing Wild Thing.
You make my heart sing.
That's a
I gotta watch that
movie.
PJ Serrano.
Major League.
Yes. Joe Boo.
Joe Boo.
Joe Boo.
That was probably Dennis Haysbert's first breakout role, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think so.
He was so good at that movie.
It's Tom Berenger, isn't he?
Tom Berenger. Like, he plays the old worn out catcher, right?
God, what a great movie that was.
Such a good movie.
Yeah. Major League 2. I don't remember that one.
Wesley Snipes was in Major League. He was the lead. He was Willie Mays Hayes.
Willie Mays Hayes.
That's
Run like
right.
Hayes, swing like Hayes.
Run like Hayes, swing like Mays. Yeah.
God, I forgot about that movie.
It's great.
Oh, gotta watch that. You know, and actually, now that springtime is here, my family and I usually watch If You Build It.
Field of Dreams.
Best freaking movie ever.
Starring Kevin Costner. Alan Costner. I have no idea what his name is.
Kevin
Bartholomew
Costner.
I almost said Bartholomew, by the way.
Did you really? Yeah, it's such a good middle name, right?
It is a good middle name. Kevin Bartholomew Costner. Well.
Yeah, it's a pretty good topic.
Good topic.
And we had a little bit of live commentary in the Jacob Givens dart throw.
Yes.
Hey, he almost recovered it.
He did really well. That was a really solid two throws.
Solid two. Two of them were on point.
Story of my life.
Yeah. They're literally on point.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, thank you again for listening to another episode of the BioFriendly Podcast. We love making this show for you. We've been doing it for 2.5 centuries. We'd like to keep going, but we can't do that without your support. So make sure you are liking, sharing, subscribing, and letting everybody know that it's the best place to learn a thing or two and laugh a thing or two.
That's it.
So make sure you just give us the love that we deserve.
I wish we had a Patreon so you could
give us the love we deserve.
Give us the love we deserve, dadgummit.
Is that a tag?
That's pretty good.
Give us the love we deserve, dadgummit.
All
okay, right, that's a good one.
Okay, we got to jot that in. Okay, so it's going to come after the last thing on the list.
Okay.
So the first thing I say is we are your beacon of light in a gloomy environment.
The greatest, worst podcast in history? No,
so close. He tried to do it from memory.
The dumbest, smartest podcast in existence.
There you go. And it's even better that you messed it up.
And because I messed it up, I've already forgotten where the tag.
Yes, absolutely. When you see an episode, be excited because we be busy up here.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We sure be. Bring in the science of funk.
All right. You heard it here second.
And then finally, the love we deserve. Bring us the love we deserve, dadgummit.
Give us the love we deserve, dadgummit. There it is.
That's it.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Later. Bye.
Poop elf.
It's the BioFriendly Podcast. It's the BioFriendly Podcast.